Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Good morning, this is Money FM 89.3. I'm Rhianne Lovell-Boland. Thanks for joining us on Sustainable Singapore, the segment where we take a closer look at companies trying to tackle the issues surrounding climate change. And now many of us this year have taken to online shopping due to the pandemic, which has put the logistics and supply chain companies in the spotlight. But did you know that freight and logistics services in many countries account for up to 40% of total energy use and contribute heavily to local air pollution and greenhouse gas emissions? Well, as we touch on a lot on this segment, sustainability is becoming a key issue for consumers, and the logistics industry is looking to reduce emissions. So one of the world's largest logistics platforms and Fortune 500 company, C.H. Robinson, is aiming to help the industry go greener through technology. So joining me on the line to share more about this is Sean Chen, Commercial Director Asia and Regional Director Southeast Asia of C.H. Robinson. Good morning.
Good morning, Rhianne. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, thanks so much for joining us. So briefly tell us a bit more about C.H. Robinson's core business as a logistics platform.
C.H. Robinson, we're one of the world's largest logistics platforms. We move and manage over $20 billion in freight spend a year, and we handle over 18 million transactions for customers of all sizes globally.
And now you at C.H. Robinson are trying to help logistics companies be more sustainable. But what does it exactly mean by sustainable logistics? Can you help break it down for us?
Of course, Rhianne. Sustainable logistics really comes down to one word, is efficiency. You know, how do we reduce risk or reduce waste in the supply chain for our customers? Right now in the industry itself, there's no really global standard to understand what is the energy efficiency levels of all companies. Energy efficiency could be emissions output. It could be anything from how to optimize the supply chain overall. So here at C.H. Robinson, our goal is really to help our customers reduce emissions overall, which we think can lead to a more sustainable logistics function.
Okay, and what is the logistics industry as a whole doing to try and tackle sustainability issues head on?
Yeah, when you think the logistics industry, there's still a lot of inefficiencies when it comes to how each company looks at their shipping requirements to optimize their supply chain. So in essence, when you can find ways to consolidate your freight, as an example, or looking at the best way to ship your products from point A to point B, overall, it does help reduce the emission levels, and it helps push towards that, what we call an optimized supply chain. And it ties to the bigger picture of being more green and more sustainable.
With freight and logistics services ever increasing, I mean, with the pandemic, we've just seen a massive economic boom of people just going online, right? So what practical steps can companies take to become more sustainable in their operations?
Rhianne, we think that companies have to take a look at the holistic side of their supply chain. What I mean by that is looking at not just ocean shipping or trucking, but all modes of services. And that all includes different geographies and regions. I think sometimes companies look at one lane and that's how they want to be green, but you have to take a holistic approach to that. And that also includes looking at all the providers a company has and finding ways to optimize their supply chain through those providers.
And I mean, you touched on efficiency there. We know it's imperative that companies of all sizes take action on climate change, but it also has to make business sense. So how can logistics suppliers find a balance between financial growth and environmental care and the overall health of society?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think right now, the industry overall, there's a lot of pressures being put on by consumers, policymakers, investors, to really make meaningful reductions to carbon footprint. The key thing, though, if you have a green initiative or strategy within your company, overall, that brings profitability in the long run. Let me expand more what that means. If there's green initiatives or sustainability initiatives within a company, the company itself is always finding ways to reduce waste, whether it's in supply chain, whether it's in shipping, or even down to the type of cups used in an office space. right? When you look at ways to reduce waste out of your daily operations, it allows you to be profitable in the long run from a business aspect. And also it helps the companies give back to the overall environment. So we feel like it's a win-win situation for companies out there.
Absolutely. I just want to hear more about how companies globally and also here in Singapore are actually taking the initiative to reduce their wastage and their emissions and helping the green movement.
Yeah, I think companies more and more are seeking for better technology or data to look at how they evaluate their supply chain. By far, emissions is the biggest contributor to CO2, and that has a huge impact on the environment. So what companies are tasked themselves with is, well, let's find a way to measure our CO2 output. Once we have a baseline, we want to find ways to reduce that. So at C.H. Robinson, one of the things that we came up with through our innovations and through Robinson Labs, our incubator, is a system called Emissions IQ. This is a free tool that we work with large customers on to help them get a visibility of the emissions output of their current supply chain. So that way they can use that to measure and find ways to optimize their supply chain overall, as well as their logistics processes. This Emissions IQ program, we partner with universities such as the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to even measure emissions for partial truckloads, which is a very hard one to measure, so that companies can get a better sense of the carbon output that they have as a company.
Yeah, so touching a bit more on Emissions IQ, obviously you provide the data for companies to see where they can reduce emissions, but how effective is it? Are you seeing companies take action from seeing this data?
Oh, they absolutely are. I mean, just as an example, we have a lot of Fortune 1000 companies in the world that we work with. They've taken Emissions IQ, and we've initially worked with about 120 companies to get a sense of the baseline of CO2 outputs and emissions. But using this data, we were also able to work with them on creating levels of efficiency where it made sense. So just in 1 year, we were able to help 120 companies reduce about 120 million liters of petrol from that emission standpoint. So we feel very happy of that result, but we don't want to rest there. We want to continue to create more visibility and transparency to push towards the green initiative.
That's fantastic. I mean, wonderful work there. So on top of providing the data via Emissions IQ, you also help companies take action in that sense.
Of course. It's not only providing the data, but helping them to implement a new process that can help them reduce waste in their overall transportation.
Is there any examples you can share with us?
I could say one of the biggest customers we work with on this initiative is a consumer products company, and they're looking for ways to deliver their products to distributors or regional distributors in a more eco-friendly manner. So by providing them with the data of Emission IQ, they were able to see at first what their baseline of emissions were, and then we went through a supply chain optimization model, basically studying their delivery patterns, understanding how their customers as well as their regional DCs were able to receive the cargo. We found ways to consolidate their products as much as possible so that when they're delivering, it's a full truck or full lorry going into these regional hubs. So by doing that, they were able to look at really big savings from a cost transportation. But in addition to that, the great side effects of that is the reduction in emissions to the environment.
And we know from the recent Leaders Climate Summit, which President Joe Biden recently held, I mean, we know businesses really need to take action because they can't afford to not, right? So how much does going green cost the logistics companies? And are you seeing the willingness for them to put their money where their mouth is?
Absolutely. I think most companies, going green is a very important initiative, not only because it gives back to the environment, but it's also something that companies can do in the long run because it drives profitability when you are more efficient. Well, efficiency, it could be measured in different ways, but think about going into an office. Today, you might use a lot of disposable cups. You might have no central recycling process set up. But when you do all those different changes, then you don't have to spend more money on items that maybe doesn't impact the environment in a good way. So that's more of a granular side of it. But I think holistically, companies just want to find a way to give back to not only the communities, but also in this case, the environment. So having strong green initiatives allows them to reduce waste and also help the environment become better for future generations to come.
This morning, I'm joined on the line by Sean Chen, Commercial Director Asia and Regional Director Southeast Asia of C.H. Robinson, who is sharing more about sustainable logistics. I now want to turn our attention to the shipping industry as a whole. I mean, it's been really in the news quite a lot. The now infamous grounding of the Ever Given container ship in the Suez Canal threw a spotlight on the vulnerability of the shipping industry. So what lessons have been learned from this incident?
Oh, yes, that's a great question. I think the overall lesson we can learn is that the entire supply chain industry or the environment can be impacted by one single event. You know, you talked about the Suez Canal. It certainly had a domino effect in global shipping. A great example is when you think about a ship of that size being stuck in the canal, how many other ships were clogged up behind it? And then the availability to the containers on that ship can have huge impacts to the demand that we're seeing from shipping overall, and then the flow of cargo. So the biggest lesson that we took away from it is the entire supply chain can be impacted by one accident in the Suez Canal. And the other two things I think is really important for customers, shippers, and receivers alike is having flexibility in your supply chain model is really important. If you had the Suez Canal event as an example, you have to find ways to source your products from different locations while your inventory is sitting on the water stuck. And then last but not least, a risk management strategy is no longer a luxury, as they say. COVID-19 has certainly challenged a lot of companies into looking at their risk management processes, which I think really helped when it came down to the Suez Canal situation.
Also, something that's been in the news is the shipping industry is seeing the biggest spike in lost containers in 7 years. So just to give you some numbers here, there's more than 3,000 boxes dropped into the sea last year, and more than 1,000 have already fallen overboard so far this year, totaling an estimated $55 million in losses. This is being put down to changing weather patterns as well as supply chain pressures since the pandemic. But is this a good example of why the logistics industry really needs to be on board in tackling climate change?
Absolutely. And it's not just for the logistics industry. I think we're all in this together as a society. If we can make the right impactful changes, we should do it, because it's not only for us in our current roles or companies, but it's also for the future generations. So we all have a part in finding ways to be more sustainable, finding ways to be more green, whether that's in logistics today, whether that's in consumer electronics, or whether that's in other fields. I think those are things that we as professionals have a responsibility to think about ways to make this earth overall more sustainable going forward.
So what challenges are still facing the logistics industry, and what more needs to be done?
Yeah, the logistics industry is a very, very old industry. And I think we've come a long ways through technology and data, as well as infrastructure build-outs. I think to make it more efficient in the future, the infrastructure build-out continues to be critical, as well as the asset build-out. You know, today we have so much data available at our fingertips to analyze and to make everything transparent. But the one thing we still have not had the ability to change is the speed of the boats, or the size of the airplanes and how much cargo can carry, as well as the infrastructure at the ports. An example is here in Singapore, you can see how efficient a port operations can be. I think Singapore does a very good job around that. But the rest of the world still has a lot of areas to catch up to make the infrastructure faster and more efficient. So the logistics industry itself is going to be quite interesting in the next 10, 20, or even 30 years to see where it goes. But yeah, I think infrastructure as well as the asset side are quite important for our industry. So for us, it's all about helping our clients become more efficient and more knowledgeable about supply chain so that they can reduce waste and in the long run help contribute to a more sustainable world.
I've been speaking this morning with Sean Chen, Commercial Director Asia and Regional Director Southeast Asia of C.H. Robinson. Thank you so much for joining me on Sustainable Singapore and sharing more about the greening of the logistics industry.
Thank you, Rianne. It's been our pleasure.
I'm Rianne Lovell-Boland, and this is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.